Vayter in Shas Mir and Chulin Daf Kuf. Pick it up at the top of the page, very top line, next part of the Mishnah. V'chein chaticha shel nevela. Nosiv of a slice of nevela. And by the slice of a non-kosher fish. And they get going, they get cooked up with kosher stuff. If you don't recognize the usher thing, then everything's going to be usher. V'tebatel beruba, says the Gemara, understand what's the problem here. Let it be batel berov, and it should be totally fine. Honey, chalaman damar kol shadarko libano shaninu. Okay, now we get into the sugya of kol shadarko and s. S shadarko. And that is, it. Everything makes sense according to one who says that kol anything which is commonly counted. This is based on a mission in Orla, and the general principle is that Rav Meir says over there that something which is darku limanos, that means that it's counted by the piece as opposed to counted in bulk or by estimating. So if it's counted mamish by the piece, that means it's very chashuv, and it's very chashuv, so then it's not going to be batal. Something which isn't batal if it's counted only by the piece. The only problem is that there's a machlokas as for what was the wording. Was the wording of Rabbi Meir kol shadarko, which means it's only counted, or es shadarko, which means it could sometimes be counted by itself and sometimes counted, you know, sometimes in bulk, is also going to be chashav and not going to be batal. And that's obviously there's a ramification of which one it is. So ani chalman damar kol shadarko limano sheninu. That's where Rish Lakish understood it, that slices of meat or fish are sometimes counted, because it's common for them to count it to see that there's enough for the people that are over there. So we say our Mishnah's din that the pieces of nevela and us or fish don't become batel, because we could say our Mishnah's going to Rimeir. Eleman Nomar es shadarko limanos, the one that says es shadarko limanos. Only things that are only counted by number, then Michael, remember, we're going to say now, that's Rav Yochanan, right? According to this, only things that are always counted, like certain fruits or spices, they're going to not be able to be mevutal. But things that are sometimes given in bulk, even though they're sometimes counted, they can be mevutal. So then they can be nullified. So then why does our Mishnah say that if the usser slice is, if you can't tell what it is, all of them are going to be usser? Since meat and fish slices are not always counted, sometimes it's done in bulk, they should be able to be batel in the batel barof and mutter even according to Rabbi Meir. Says Gemara, shiny chaticha, no, a slice of usser meat or fish is different, you know, because it itself, it's a slice, it's already chashav. Ho'ru'uyah l'skabed ba lefnei ha'orchem. This is called a chaticha ha'ru'uyah l'skabed, a piece which is fitting to give honor. And something that has the status of chaticha ha'ru'uyah l'skabed, it's not batal, afilu be'elef, even in 1,000, it's not going to be batal. And that's its own din of a chaticha ru'ule iskabit, it's not batal, afilu be'elef. Utsricha. And you need to teach us both dinim, that a gira nasha and this piece of meat or fish are not able to be mevutal. Why do you got to teach both of these? The Yishmin and Gid, if it just would have talked about the Gid and Nasha, they say only that's something which is Chasha, Mishim, the Beria, because it's a Beria. Avachaticha, Imalo, it's a Vachaticha, no, not necessarily, and that's not Chasha, and therefore give me a Vatal. The Yishmin Chaticha, if it just told us about this Chaticha, this piece, it's not Vatal, Horulis Kabidol of Narachim, this is something which is very honorable to give in front of guests, therefore that's not going to be Vatal, but if it would be something else, of a Gid, Imalo, I would say by a Gid, which is not Chasha to give in front of, you know, to serve in front of your guests, then I would say it's not considered chashav and it's batel. Shmicha, they have to teach both of them that they're not going to be batel. Darsh Rabba Bar Chana. The Gemara now is going to bring a din that's related to the case of the Mishnah of a slice of non-kosher meat or fish that's cooked at a pot together with kosher stuff. Chaticha shel nevela v'shel dak tame. Let's say you have a slice of nevela, non-kosher meat, non-kosher fish that was cooked together in a pot of kosher stuff. Eino oseres ad shetitin tam berotiv v'bekiva chatichos. When you have that usher piece that falls into the kosher food, it's talking about it's not just looked upon as the usher stuff. Let's look at it as the color red, that it falls into the mutter stuff, the color green, meaning it's meat and meat. But everything that's in that pot, and that means that it's the gravy, the sediment, the slices. Uki Rav Amora Alevadarash. So Rav put a speaker by his side and he darshened. Once the aser slice gives flavor into a mutter slice, then that piece itself becomes a nevela. This is what's known as chanan. Chaticha atzma nasis nevela. Chaticha nasis nevela. Says Rashi. Kivitzon asatam b'chaticha. Acha shahista b'tzi the tamen is always next to it. Ocean is bashla tchilama. It was first it was cooked with it. Kodam shit in char chatichos b'chadera. Before you put any things into it. Right? Velo haya b'zu shishim. There wasn't in the green one 60 b'eser to the red. V'nasa nevela tam. And the red gave tam into the green. Then v'achkech nasa char chatichos b'chadera. So now the green becomes red itself. It itself becomes nevela. Rashi says chaticha zu shekibla tam and nevela. Nasa nevela atzma. It itself takes on that category. V'lo seres kol chatichos kulam Mina, and now asks all the other pieces because they are its min, its type. Yeah. Rashi says, "V'kasal kadaitich mepnei shein mina lo batli v'afili yesh ben kidei bittol shtehen." Frak the Gemara, Amale Rav Safra Labaye Mechti. Let's see. Rav Kiman Amar Lashmaite. According to whom is Rav saying his statement that this newly created novella is going to make the other stuff answer because they are of its kind? The Rabbi Yehuda damer min b'mino lo batli. He's like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that min b'mino is not batal. My area kinos and tam. Then why is Rav talking specifically a case where the usher slice gave tam into one slice and then made it to a novela? Filu kilonos and tam nami. Even if the usher slice did not give tam into one slice and make it a novela, the original slice of novela, or the non-kosher fish, would make all the permitted slices usher because it's min bimino and and maybe it was not bato. Amale, he says, Hachameskin, what are we talking about? Because Kadam Misilko. Talking about when we first removed the original piece of novella. We're talking about when we removed the original Isser, and then the other stuff falls in. Right? So if not for the din that the Isser slice becomes a novella, and the other slice will be mutter, even according to Behuda, that Mimbimina is not bato because there's no Isser there anymore. Rava, Rava says, another explanation is why it was, what exactly Rav was important for Rav to say, that the usher slice first gave flavor into one slice and made into a novella. Rava, beep, turn the page. Kuf, Amabez, a field term, a local, the Masilko. You can even say that Rav's talking about a case where he didn't first remove the original slice before adding the other mutter stuff to the bat. And still, it's important that the novella slice first made one of the mutter ones into a novella by putting flavor into it. So that now there's two usher slices, the original novella slice and the new created one, having min umino v'davar acher. Because since you also have rotev, you have liquid in there, and you have spices in the pot that are not one, you know, of the same min, now it ends up being a min b'mino v'dav acher, min b'mino v'eno mino. And b'chol min u'mino v'dav acher, in a case like that, salikus mino k'misheno. We look at it in a way of like we remove the min that as if it's not there. For she'en mino rabba alav mavatl, then the eno mino, if it's more than the original one, it's mavatl. So if after removing the same type of, you know, the min, the eno min is by itself enough to nullify the usser flavor of 60 times in the entire mixture, even the min, its own type, is going to be mutter. Zok the next Heliga Mishnah, no egg b'tahara. The Gita Nasha Isser applies to a kosher animal, v'inu no egg b'tameya, but it does not apply to a tameya. Says Rashi, she'im achal Gita Nasha shal tameya, l'man damar yish begidim tam loka mishum tameya. V'lavin shum gidin, you're just over in a serving, something not kosher, but not gid. L'man damar ain tam begidin, pater miklom, you don't get anything. The b'tahara, eats, who, v'atora, Chayev Chayva love aval but Tamea ain't or nug. Doesn't apply to a Tamea. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Afetamea. Oh, Gidanasha even applies to a non kosher animal. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, to back that up. Balo mi b'nei Yaakov nesa Gidanasha. Wasn't the Gidanasha Aser during the times of the b'nei Yaakov? All right, because Alkain, as she says, Rabbi Yaakov Nesed, Dersiv, Alkain, V'adain, Tamea,
muteris lehen ad matan Torah. Right, it says, in Pasuk with the Gilandasha, it says, therefore the B'nai saw and not to eat the this Gilandasha, it's after Yaakov with the Malach, which implies that the Gilandasha was usher from that time. But dying behemoth tamei muteris lehen, but still, non-kosher meat was still mutter to them at the time. It's against eating non-kosher meat didn't come until the Hilchos Torah came about. So you see that indeed the Gilandasha applies even by a behemoth tamei. Now, says the Heilige Mishnah. However, the Tanakama would say that it doesn't apply to a behemoth tamei. Don't get an usher there. Amalei, they said to him, "B'Sinai Nemai." The Isser was first said in Har Sinai, Elo Shenichtu V'Mkomo, but it was written in its appropriate place in the Torah. Meaning, even though it's spoken about at the time of Yaakov, you know, when the whole fight happened and he hit the Ganasha, he hit his sciatic nerve, it really wasn't Isser at that time yet. That's just the muckle where it said, so the Torah put it over there. The Isser only had, the only time it actually came into effect was at Har Sinai, says the Hilchos Gemara. According to Yehuda, he says Gilandasha does apply to a b'nei tamei, so this tamei. So it sounds like you'd be over two isurim, that of eating treif and of eating a behema and having Gilandasha. Says the Gemara, "V'savar Yehuda iser chal al iser." Does Yehuda really hold that iser chal iser? It says the kasakatatach mishum tuma umishum gid k'machayev lei b'chayev both. By time you're only to the brayza, not like that. Yehuda Amer yachalte nivas of tamei mitamei begadim bebeis abliyah. You would have thought that maybe that the when you're eating a tamei animal, we know that the way it happens is that by the time you're swallowing it, that's when it's going to be metame bevisavila in the throat. That's when it's going to now give over the tumah to the clothing. That's what you would have thought. Tamiloman avelo trefa lo yochel l'tamaba. Torah therefore says in reference to this form of tumah, that the transmission, that an avela or a trefa, you shall not eat to be contaminated through it. Misha isuro mishum bal tochal navela. But it says, by specifying nevela, the Torah is limiting this type of tumah transmission to a dead bird. That's also because of the iser against eating nevela. Yotzezeh she'en isur mishum bal tocha nevela. Excluding this non-kosher bird, which is not also because of not eating nevela, alim mishum bal tocha tumei, you can't eat a non-kosher species. Now, the end of his statement, at the end of his statement, Rabbi Yehuda is saying that a dead non-kosher bird doesn't fall into the category of nevela. The reason is that when the bird dies, that when it Hashem, where am I? Right, it's already usher because it's not kosher, and therefore you can't have another issur of nevela, which goes against Rabbi Yehuda's statement of our Mishnah, which seems to be saying that the issur of Gilandasha takes effect on even on the get of a non-kosher animal, even though it's already considered non-kosher. Chitim, if you want to say kasafra in begidim osentan, if you want to say that he's of the opinion that he holds that in begidim osentan, that they don't have any flavor. Which a man nami iser gid ika iser tamaleka. Therefore, when it comes to a non-kosher animal, there's only the Gilandasha iser, not the iser of non-kosher. The thing is, no tam and no anything, then you're not over an iser like really eating in terms of achila, but you're over the iser of Gilandasha. If a suffer be who the imbegid of the same tam, does he really hold that? For a time, I'm saying, I saw how ocha Gilandasha. Shall behemoth tamei, Rabbi Yehuda mechayev shtayim, says Yechayev too. Must be, he says that there, he definitely holds that it has tam. Yes, begin to listen tam. Rabbi Shimon Potter, Rabbi Shimon Potter's, he holds a begin to listen tam. Right? So, Hadra Kushta Leduchte, because this gid is already Aser, how can it become also Chal Iser on Iser of the Iser of Gilandasha if it's already from non kosher? Says Gemara Leolim Kasavi, yes, begin to listen tam. Really, Rabbi Yehuda holds that it does have a tam. Right? So the Gilandasha of non-kosher animal is going to be usher of non-kosher meat. V'kasav v'nog v'shlil. But he considers it subject... he also says that he's going to be usher over the isher of Gilandasha because he holds that the Gilandasha isher applies to a fetus from the moment that it's formed. Which is also when the iser of non-kosher meat begins to apply. The iser give iser tuma ahadei dadikasi. This we saw a bunch of daf back. Yeah, we saw this discussion much earlier. So therefore, since they come at the same time, it's not Isser, Chalal Isser. This happens at the same time. Can you really say, couldn't you read the Gidon Asher Isser applies to a Shlil? But then we looked at a Mishnah earlier on in Peites, that Noeg B'Shlil, the Gidon Asher Isser applies to a Shlil. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eino Noeg B'Shlil, doesn't. V'chal B'Mutter, and its Chalav is going to be Mutter. So clearly it doesn't hold like that. So now he says, okay, now hold on a second. Hani Mili Gabi Tahora. The words here that were said only reference a kosher animal. The Torah says that any within an animal you may eat, this pasuk allows one to eat any part of a fetus that is found inside a shechted kosher animal, including the geranasha, but in the case of a tameh animal, where the pasuk is not relevant, the geranasha iser does apply even to the fetus. Therefore, it makes sense that we're going to now say that the Gidonasha Isser and the non-kosher Isser come at the same time, at the moment of the formation of the fetus. It says, hold on a second. Can you really say they come at the same time? But tonight we're going to mention Nazir. Al Elu Tumos HaNazir Megalech. Forgetting Tuma from the following sources of Tuma, a Nazir has to shave his head and beginning his Nazir start over. Al Amis, forgetting Tuma from a dead body. You know, from a body. Well, kazayis men a mace, and forgetting tumah from a kazayis of a mace. The kashi lo, and we had a kasha on that. You know, with it says al kazayis men a mace megalech. If a nazir shaves his head for getting tumah, even for a kazayis men a mace, al mace kula lo. Of course, he's going for the mace kula. So why does the Mishnah have to tell us that a nazir gets tumah from a whole corpse? He shaves his head. For Rabbi Yochanan, lo nitzcha elu la nefel shalom niskatre evar begidim. When it says the entire corpse is not needed, the mention of the whole thing is not needed except to include of an aborted fetus whose limbs were not bound together by sinews, to teach that it transmitted tumah as a full-sized corpse, even though it doesn't have a kazayas of flesh. Nonetheless, it comes out of here, kumtachayis, from Rabbi Yochanan's statement that a fetus's limbs developed, they developed before the sinews, including the gedanasha. Alma iser tumah kadim. The iser of it not being kosher comes first, and then it is an issue of chal iser al iser, right? And yah. So the Gemara says, okay, it's a good point. But still, as you can see, the Gidon Asher Isser takes effect on a kosher animal. Afagav de Isser Tumah Kadim, even though the Isser Tumah comes first, before the Gidon Asher Isser get Vechaylele, it is come, it does apply to it. Shekein Isser Noeg B'vnei Noach, because the Isser of Gidon Asher is more chamor, because it even applies to B'nei Noach. Therefore, you have Isser Chal Isser is more chamor. The Kenami can also understand it from the way that it's Meduyak. You can learn that and infer it from the words. The Ketani, Amar Bihuda, Valo, Mibnei Yaakov, Nasher, Gidon Asher, isn't for Bnei Yaakov is also Asher. V'dayim B'hem B'tamim B'tarsam, and B'nei B'tamim was still, at the time, mutter to them. It must be that it's more chamor, and therefore the Isser is Chal on the Isser. My friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great
day.
Great.
That they went.